The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Got to be kidding me. The way the Phillies are absolutely killing it on the road. 12 straight. Somebody slow them down. Schwarbaum and Turner, RBI singles in the 11th inning. They went to extras at the drop in St. Petersburg, where it's always time for a change. And the Phillies get the 3-1 win, a three-game sweep of Tampa, extending the Rays' season-long losing streak to 5 games. Schwarbaum had the go-ahead hit from one knee against Thompson, the 8th Tampa pitcher from the bullpen. Turner followed with another single. Strom worked 2 hitless innings for Philly, 12 straight, like I said, one shy of the team record set in 76. They also had a 12-game heater back in the 1800s. The pitcher, Strom, said, not a single guy in here needs a measuring stick. We know what we got. We know what we're capable of. We just got to keep playing good ball. The Phillies have won 22 of 29. They're a good club, Rob Thompson said, their manager. But we're pretty good, too. Tampa was swept at the Trop for the first time this season. They're 34-13 at home after losing 7 of its last 11 games there. Kevin Cash said, things are not coming easy. The Rays pitcher struck out 13, walked nobody, gave up just 4 hits through 10 innings, but they lost. The Rays, who got a homer from Paredes, are 6-11 over their last 17 games. Sanchez was the starter for Philly, gave up 1 run and 4 hits and a career-high 6 innings of work. The lefty spent 6 years in Tampa's minor league system before they traded him to the Phillies in 19. Craig Kimbrell ran his scoreless run to 12 innings with a perfect 9th inning for the Phillies. Tampa had runners on the corners with 2 outs in the 8th, but they couldn't get it done. Bottom line was, Alvarado wiggled out of the jam by getting a line drive to right from Franco in an 11-pitch at bat. So now Atlanta comes into the Trop. A 3-game set starts tonight. The Braves have won 18 of their last 20 games. That's just crazy. Zach Wheeler will face Alcantara on Friday night in Miami as the Phillies open up a set there. In that Braves-Rays game, it's Glasnow 2-2 against 8-6 Charlie the Fisherman Morton. How about the Mets? They did it again. Carrasco was dominant for 8 innings. His first shutout, I guess, of the Diamondbacks for them in 89 games. Lindor was ripping it up. They win 5 in a row. Lindor homered and had 2 triples. and five hits. Francisco Alvarez homered again. That's three straight games for the rookie. And the Mets crushed the D-backs 9-0 last night. Carrasco pitched past the seventh for the first time this season. He allowed three hits and one runner past first in eight innings of work. He's 3-3. And New York's offense is lit right now. Alvarez became the first Mets rookie to have three homers in three games twice in a season. Larry Elliott did it in 1964. And Pete Alonso hit his 26th of the season. Lindor, 5-for-5, finishing a double short of the cycle. He scored three runs. And that was a day after they had to give him fluids because he wasn't having it. He was feeling lousy. New York swept a three-game series in Arizona for the first time since 2014. Alvarez said it feels better because we're winning, obviously. Diamondbacks lost their fourth straight, and Corbin Carroll, their all-star rookie, went down with a right arm injury in the seventh inning. Carroll's shoulder showed no structural damage. He's going to have an MRI today. Alonso, he's going to the all-star game. He gave a little preview for the home run derby with a two-run shot off Nelson in the first inning. And Alonso also followed Lindor's second triple with a run-scoring single in the third inning. Vogelbach and McNeil then hit run-scoring doubles. Alvarez made it 7-0. It was his 16th homer. Nelson allowed seven runs on nine hits in three innings and got torched. Lavulo, the manager, said all around it was a total clunker. The benches cleared in the seventh inning when Arizona's Jose Ruiz hit Alvarez with a pitch. Alvarez took a couple steps toward the mound. The ump cut him off. Players from both benches and bullpens emptied onto the field before they restored order. Brett Beatty was held out of the lineup. He's got a sore hammy for the Mets. Justin Verlander looks to win consecutive games for the first time this season in the opener of a three-game set at Petco tonight. And the D-backs, Zach Gallen, pitches the opener of a three-game set with the Bucks in the desert after he struck out 12 against the Angels in his last start. Speaking of the Pirates, Max Muncy and Freddie Freeman homered, and Urias pitched six innings as the Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 5-2 last night at the Ravine. The Dodgers took 3 of 4 from the Bucs to pull within a half game of the slumping D-backs. They're going to pass them this weekend. You can feel it, right? Freeman, he's going to the All-Star game. He was 3-for-4 with three RBIs and two runs. He even made a sliding catch, turned a double play, and he even stole a base, the old fella. Freeman joked, "It was a good fantasy night with the steals and stuff. It's good. You just try to do the best you can every single night. I was able to be at the right spot at the right time." Muncy with the go-ahead homer in the sixth inning, a two-run bomb to center field, his 20th of the season. Freeman led off with the double to the left field corner, and then Muncy whacked it 4-14. Urias allowed two runs on three hits, struck out eight, and walked one, all in 88 pitches. He got 11 in a row before walking Ke'Bryan Hayes to lead off the sixth. Dave Roberts said, "This is Julio. I think there was a little frustration, some embarrassment. He rolled up his sleeves. He competed like he always does. I just felt that he was truly on the attack from pitch one." Oviedo allowed five runs on six hits and 6 2/3 for the Bucs. Freeman's homer, a 415 blast to right in the first to open the scoring. Betts doubled leading off. Freeman is 15th. And Urias was happy to get on track, obviously. He said, "It's very frustrating. No one wants to go on the injured list. Everyone wants to be out here competing and do their thing and put their foot in the sand and help the team win. Obviously, the team came out and answered, and we got that big win." With Muncy's 20th, the Dodgers have three guys with 20 or more. Betts, 23, Martinez, and Muncy, 20 apiece. The Pirates' Rich Hill will go tonight in Arizona against Gallen. Tony Gonsolin, who gave up four earned runs and was chased in the fourth inning of a horrible start in Kansas City last Sunday. He'll start the first of a two-game series, the freeway series against the Angels. How about the Orioles smacking the Yankees around 14-1 in the boogie down? Gunnar Henderson with a career night. Two home runs, four hits, five RBIs, all of it in the first four innings, and they routed the Pinstripers. Brandon Hyde said, the O's manager, that was amazing. He's got so much power and able to go to the opposite field in the way he did in the top of the first, spraying the ball around hard. Really exciting young player with tons of tools. He homered to left for his first leadoff homer, singled in the second. When the O's lone scoreless inning against Severino ended with Rauchman fouling off eight straight pitches before flying out to left, Henderson said, I felt like I kept setting us up to have a pretty good offensive night. We made him throw a lot of pitches and saw him three times before the third inning. Baltimore sent 21 batters to the plate in the third and fourth innings. You got to be kidding me. It was 13-0. They had 11 hits, three walks, and one hit batter. Henderson chased Severino with an RBI single in the third and then hit a three-run bomb off Abreu in the fourth. Hyde said, great team offense tonight. Loved our two-strike approach. Thought we were really grinding at the plate. We battled, tons of great at-bats, scored a ton of runs. Henderson bidding to become the fourth O's player this season with a five-hit game, grounded out in the fifth, struck out in the eighth, and flied out in the ninth. He said, just felt like I had a lot of at-bats in a game, and the game wasn't even halfway over. Ended up with seven on the day, so that was funny. Baltimore scored its most runs since a 15-10 win over Boston last August. They had 20 hits. It's high since 21 in June of 21 against Cleveland. Ryan O'Hearn had three hits, four RBIs. Mullins, a two-run double. And they got their second straight to get the split in the four-game series. They even stranded 15 runners. Severino allowed seven runs, 10 hits over two and two-thirds, and has a 7.3 ERA, and teams are hitting 315 against him, slugging 560 against him, and the guy just looks like crap right now. He said, right now they're just hitting the ball everywhere. I feel well prepared mentally. I go out there to compete, and then all of a sudden, on three or four innings, I'm out of the game. He entered the season 50-29 with a 3.39 ERA in seven seasons. He's given up 37 runs in his last seven starts, the worst stretch for a Yankee pitcher since Sabathia gave up 39 runs in seven games in 2013. Severino said, I've never been this bad as a pitcher my whole life. It's a little tough to wrap my head around. Bradish allowed three hits over six innings. Now what's on tap? Carlos Rodon makes his New York debut in the opener of a three-game set against the Cubs in the Bronx.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between different tools to finish a project can feel stressful and disjointed, especially while juggling tight deadlines in a fast-paced work environment. Now, there's a better way. Grammarly built a writing service that's a game changer for professionals. It helps move your ideas forward and sharpen your words for better results, all in one place. With Grammarly's AI agents, you get writing support at every step to bring polish and impact to your emails, reports, and proposals without the tab overload. Email sounds robotic, phrasing feels off, writing for a high-stakes client, Grammarly's got you covered. You can even ask Grammarly's AI chat to help brainstorm brilliant proposals, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or even shape a winning sales strategy, all right from your doc. 93% of professionals say that Grammarly helps them get more done. Now, it's your turn. Sign up for free and get stronger results. Faster work, smarter sentences, clearer finishes. Visit Grammarly.com to get started. That's Grammarly.com. Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.